We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to more Bill Belichick news in a second. Before that, a place you're looking for to dine that has great steak and more in between Lincoln and Omaha would be Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Philman.
Phil Ruhlman. Yes, Bill Ruhlman.
I sent Phil a text. I sent Phil a text.
Did you say Philman to him?
On Saturday, I took a picture of the Hyannis sign because that's okay. Where his family's from. And so that's where the Keneally beef is served.
Yes.
There, that's where it comes from. It's from Hyannis. And so I sent Phil a text, and he sent me back right away, wave to my cousins. Well, I don't know who his cousins are, so I'd be randomly waving at people, but yes.
It could have been them, though. You never know.
It was nice to touch base with Phil. And I had, again, that the number of pictures that I receive from people at Ruhlman's, and I know they were packed yesterday, obviously.
I saw him post a picture of Matt Rhule and Steve Taylor at Ruhlman's this weekend.
Coach was there and Steve was there.
Steve was there, yes.
Nice. Were they dining together?
I don't know for sure. They were in the same picture together, so I don't know if they were dining together or if it's a random occurrence.
Steve Taylor and Matt Rhule?
At Ruhlman's, yeah.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Wow. That is high level.
Bill's had the walleye. We've all had different steak. Filet mignon is out there. New York Strip. You had a sirloin you split one sip.
Can I bring up something quick?
Please do.
We talked about the passion that the Vintons have for meeting Steve for meeting Duke, and then they also talked about Sipple because they were talking about cuts of meat, and so we were talking about but they had steaks laid out. I go, oh, what do you guys? Is it a New York Strip? That's my favorite, and the bone in ribeye. And Candace goes, Sip got a sirloin.
You know, all these different options, filet, ribeye.
It's good, right? I mean, you like it.
Yeah. Right? It has a spot.
Yeah, it has a spot.
if it's all that's on the menu, I might get a sirloin. But if there's a filet mignon
it's on the Ruhlman's menu.
It is. And people order it. And you enjoy it.
Yeah, it was very good.
By the way, Sean in Omaha says, I had a wonderful meal at Ruhlman's on Saturday. Had the cookie skillet. It did change my life. So,
it does change your life.
Sean in Omaha went and got the cookie skillet.
Did he mention the stool?
Yeah,
but then he also gets the skillets for free.
That's right.
The skillet's free.
Yeah, that's right. Yes,
Don't forget that. The skillet's for free.
If you say...
What's that?
Something about the ticket.
Early break, ticket.
Early break, yes.
Yes. So thanks to Ruhlman's in between Lincoln and Omaha and Ashland on Highway 6. Bill Belichick, every day something new at North Carolina. We are thankful for that because it is the story that never ends with his girlfriend, 24-year-old Jordan Hudson. Now, a situation happened, I believe, on Thursday that there was a rumor out there that Jordan Hudson had been banned from the school.
Pablo Torre reported.
Yes.
Okay. It's Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. Pablo Torre.
He reported that Jordan Hudson was banned
from the facility.
From North Carolina. And now UNC put out a statement Friday morning that said that Jordan Hudson is still a welcome guest at the football facilities after reports had been claiming that she had been banned from the school. UNC now has a PR person for Belichick only and a PR person for the football team. He has his own PR person just for him and for Jordan Hudson, essentially.
Pablo Torre, by the way, doubled down on that UNC denial.
What did he say?
He just doubled down. He said, no, they can spin however they want. He always calls people higher ups. He said the higher ups requested that she not be in the football complex. Pablo Torre, I don't know who Pablo Torre is, but he has a podcast. You probably know. He used to be on ESPN.
Yes. Yeah.
Pablo Torre has a very aggressive name for his podcast. Mm. Which is Pablo Torre Finds Out. I'm like, geez, better deliver on that, right? If you name a podcast.
Investigative reporting.
Yeah, my God. But anyway, it was very predictable. He had the initial report that she's been banned from the football facilities. Of course, UNC denied it.
What else could they do?
And then it was very predictable that Pablo Torre would say, now, wait a second. You're not going to just hammer my report.
Yeah.
I I know this to be true. So I don't know what the deal is, but it's not good.
It's no matter how
but
you
it's incredible,
it,
though.
It's an incredible story. Everything about this yes. has been incredible, one whichever way you look at it.
It
and
is.
Sometimes you just go, the part that's interesting is it's been well noted by other pundits that the AD 100% had somebody else in mind for this job. And then there was a battle between there was a team that wanted Belichick and there was a group that did not. Mm-hmm. And that's where things got very sideways. Like that. Now,
factions.
At the press conference, if you remember, the AD tore his sleeves of his sport coat off when he did his press conference.
I forgot
conference.
About that. Yeah, he, I forgot he about went that.
Sleeveless.
That did happen.
Which was odd anyway.
Which was odd because that wasn't really even his choice, but he went with this plan for the press conference. But right now, everyone knows it's very clear that there's a group of people that wanted Belichick and those who didn't. Imagine the ones who didn't are now looking at that other group like,
you idiots.
What is
Look
going
what you've
on?
Done here.
What is
it's
going on?
A clown
on?
Show.
You know,
is it a clown show?
It feels like a clown show.
I just want to make sure. Is it?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Everything's about him and his girlfriend. It's not about Belichick and getting the team better. It's about Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick.
Now
that's
it's
the story.
About, now it's about, like you said, what did you say today? She got herself on the Super Bowl commercial.
Well, yeah, she... Yeah. There was,
which
it's
was a,
pretty
the
interesting.
Dunkin' Donut ones, right?
Yes.
I didn't even know. She allegedly forced her way onto the set of the Dunkin' Donut Super Bowl commercial that had Ben and Casey Affleck.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to it, which I did, you can watch the commercial again. Yeah, she's standing there right by Bill.
Yeah.
She's standing right next to Bill, and then she has a little part where she waves. But that wasn't the plan. She forced her way on, and then Bill said, well, we just want to get her paid. She just paid to be in the commercial, obviously.
Could you imagine Ben and Casey Affleck?
Who's this person?
Like, what?
Belichick, sure, but why is she here?
What is this?
I imagine in Hollywood you get a lot of stuff happen, so maybe they just take it in stride. The commercial's kind of funny. But there she is. I mean, she's very prominent in the commercial. She's really prominent in the commercial.
There's only one way out for North Carolina.
What's that?
They got to win. They've got to win.
Oh yeah,
they've got to win game, and it's got to be in that 9 to 10 mark.
Unless you just ban her from the state of North Carolina, which you can't.
From the whole state,
can't ban her.
And I wonder from afar, does it not look at, even if you're a North Carolina fan and you're full North Carolina fan and you're full Team Belichick, this is who you wanted. You still have to be kind of going like, still not sure I'm down with the other part. No, sure not. If I'm okay with
the other part being
with the whole with all the distractions with this girlfriend,
it just gets so awkward. The conversation can get so awkward.
Yeah, but it's
there's never any football talk. When you talk Belichick, no one's ever said, "Oh, the quarterback situation." We talked a little bit about it. They got a transfer quarterback like a month ago, but that's it. It's all been about the girlfriend and him and how weird it all is. That's
the part
the story.
That I thought was unique was that the statement said she does not work here, right? When she's welcome in the facility, but she does not work here. But yet she is CC'd on every email.
And we've had proof of that.
And right away I'd be like, well, how do we CC someone that does not work at this university? And also, this is North Carolina. This is one of the top academic schools there.
Yeah, we're not talking about Fresno State. Nothing against Fresno State.
It's too late after you said that. No disrespect. No disrespect to Fresno State, but this isn't Fresno.
Nothing against UNLV, but this is not UNLV. So she manages all of Bill's activities related to his personal brand.
As we played 2 weeks ago, I mean, they were on Saturday morning or Sunday morning CBS News, yeah. And she was right there by him the whole time and stopped questions from happening.
It was a disaster.
In the interview.
It was a disaster.
And I'm glad they brought it up, saying, yeah, Jordan Hudson was in the room, and she paused the interview at times, saying,
they
we're not going to talk about
that. She was very present, very prevalent. Is that a word, prevalent?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Good word.
Thank you.
No, it was awkward. She exerted undue influence. It was intended. See, this is the thing about it. The whole purpose of that interview with CBS Sunday Morning was to promote Bill's memoir, The Art of Winning. Mm. Lessons from my life in football. Now you just laugh. Yeah, but he's also got six Super Bowl rings, championship rings. He can't even fit them on his one hand.
No.
But now we don't even talk about it, and that's what his family's telling him. What are you doing?
You're ruining your legacy.
Like, why are you doing this? Now, I don't know that he is or he isn't. That's up for debate. I would probably side on the side that he sort of is. Yeah. Like, that's what we're talking about. Bill, what are you doing? You are the man. You know? You are the man. It was Saban or you for the best ever. What are you doing?
Saban's going like this. Just keeps ascending.
Talking about him running college football.
Yeah, he might run college football. He now runs game day. He runs game day. They're the ones like right away. Say, there's probably, I would doubt there's anything goes across the, you know, before it was like, well, we've got to make sure this goes through, Reese Davis, got to go through, got to Herb Strick. I think right now it's like, did you run it by Nick? I imagine everything is run. Let's make sure he's not caught off guard with anything.
No,
he is on top of everything.
I don't know if this is true or not, but it sounds, Kobe on YouTube says, Jordan Hudson also tried to force her way onto an Underdog fantasy commercial. Underdog. It's from Kobe. Took her to the side and fake filmed her while they filmed the actual commercial with Bill. Now, I've seen Belichick is on an Underdog fantasy commercial. This might be real. I have seen him on an Underdog commercial. They fake filmed her. Oh, yeah.
Dangerous.
Here you go. Here's your part, honey.
Honey. Dangerous. Dangerous. Dangerous.
I don't know.
She could lose it.
Yeah.
It's remarkable is what it is. It's remarkable. And it just keeps building.
Yeah, it's not going away.
It hasn't slowed down.
They talked about this large real estate portfolio she has.
Does she?
But that just means she just took Bill's money and bought real estate.
Maybe it's hers.
It's not really. It's just like I bust. Like right now, I could.
Here's a couple mil.
If someone gave me like $30 million, I could get a large real estate portfolio too. I'd go out and buy a bunch of real estate, and I have a portfolio.
So there's your update on North Carolina. I'm sure we'll have more this week from Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson drama, because it's the story that never
ends. Something will happen this week.
I'm sure that when we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day
the Thrills
is next on Early Break on The Ticket.